After the doors closed in 2004, there was a decade of uncertainty for the hotel, which originally opened in 1924. However, one local man with a vision and expertise to restore large hotels tried to keep it from becoming obsolete. Ed Reilly has never been one to take full credit for the $74 million transformation.
But what really made this happen was a great partnership with the city, the county, the state, and the community, because I can't thank the community enough for all their support and what they've done. And now I'm going to ask you to support our wonderful associates that we have here that are going to take care of you and make things happen.
While there were many partners, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner does give Reilly full credit for his passion to save the landmark. She feels tourists will now seek out Syracuse as a destination.
You know, between the fixtures, the paintings, the columns, the windows, the views, it's extraordinarily unique. And I can assure you that people who love architecture, people who love art, people who want to stay in someplace different and unique are going to flock here for it.
The restoration of the hotel's core is complete. Reilly says the new 11 Waters restaurant and barbershop bar opened up to the public this afternoon on the ground level.
The barbershop bar is literally the old barbershop from the 1920s. It still has the marble on the walls and the mirrors.
And there's more to unveil.
We're on track to do Shaughnessy's in October and open that venue. And then in December, we're on track to open the Legend Steakhouse up on the 11th floor.
Construction of the presidential suites will be finished next week, along with a few other details to the bridal and grooms areas near the Grand Ballroom. All of the other hotel suites are open for check-in. John Smith, WAER News.